This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
You know, everything that happened on Tuesday at the U.S. Capitol with the ouster of Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker of the House, the first Speaker of the House, as we understand, to be voted out summarily like that. I guess the one thing, and, you know, I guess we got to try to find some bright spot somewhere in the state of affairs now, and that is, well, nobody pulled the fire alarm on this one. I guess maybe they thought, well, you know, Jamal Bowman already did that, and, you know, just it would be redundant or be reductive or whatever it might be. All right, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome to the show this morning. You know, we are the place for news and politics live across America in the overnights, and we're glad that you're with us. The telephone call-in line, of course, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600 if you'd like to call in and opine. And, of course, also we're broadcasting from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. That's AM 860, The Answer, by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country. We're up on the satellite with the GCN network. And if you're streaming the show this morning, we want to give you a big welcome as well. Now, to everybody working across America, if you're driving across America, whatever you're doing in the overnight hours, we're glad that you're with us. We want to give you a special shout out as well. And again, the toll free line, 1-877-969-8600. Now, before we get to the telephone caller holding patiently holding on the line, I just want to recap the top story, of course, in addition to the speakership story, but in Baltimore, Maryland, at Morgan State University, we understand there were five shooting victims earlier on Tuesday morning, or late Monday night, Tuesday night, I should say, 18 to 22, ranging in their ages. Four of them, according to the authorities at a recent press conference, are students at the school, at the college there, but they have non-life-threatening injuries. So that is the one good thing out of this. They don't have the suspects yet. They're still looking. They have cleared a couple of these different buildings where they thought they might be, according to the authorities there, but they have reopened the campus and no longer asking for sheltering in place. But obviously, the hunt goes on for one and perhaps three suspects, and we'll keep you up to date as we move through the program this morning. All right. Well, once again, as I said, waiting patiently on the line is our caller, Jack, in Riverside, California. Good morning, Jack, and thanks for waiting. All right. Okay, so we might not have Jack there right now. Might be a little technical glitch. We're not sure. So maybe he put the phone down. We don't know. But as soon as we have word back that he's back, we'll bring him back here on the program. All right. Well, that's live radio, everybody. And we're glad to be with you again. Now, again, let's listen in here real briefly to what it sounded like. And again, this is history in the making. This is history in the making that happened on Tuesday. Day on Capitol Hill. It's just very dramatic to actually hear these words. You're hearing part of the roll call there in the background, but listen to these words being spoken again, making history in the United States of America.
Auchincloss.
On this vote, the yeas are 216, the nays are 210. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table. The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
And there you have again that very final sort of sounding gavel. That was it. That was it. The speakership of Kevin McCarthy had come to an ignominious end, as it were, because of this vote that was, in fact, brought about by one person who instituted the vote, but are ultimately eight Republicans voting with all Democrats to oust Kevin McCarthy. So, again, we get back to our central question, and especially on nights like tonight or the mornings like this morning, when we have this kind of big story. We like to ask you the central question, and we want you to call in and let us know what you think. 1-877-969-8600. Where do we go? What's the plan? What's going to happen next? We want to hear from you. I think we got Jack back already. Jack, are you back?
Yeah, I'm
there
back.
There it is. All right. Good morning. Thanks for holding on.
They cut my sound off, but anyway, I'm back here. What happened? And I was monitoring this all along with Matt Gaetz and Congressman Donalds. What happened was McCarthy, to keep his promise when he got elected Speaker, was to cut off funding for the Ukraine. And he did that. He got that through. But then he got together with McConnell. And he said, listen, we're going to have a separate bill, and like McConnell, and Biden, we're going to keep getting money for the Ukraine. So he was double dealing. He was double dealing, and they found out that he was going to make a deal with McConnell and with Biden, and that he wanted to keep the funding going for the Ukraine. But the problem is, that war in the Ukraine is leading to World War III. And what has to be brought home to the Democrats, and I did it with Matt Gaetz and the other Freedom Caucus is, I was a Kennedy Democrat. I helped JFK get elected. JFK said mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind. The Kennedy axiom. We have got to shut down the war. We're drifting into World War III.
That's very ominous, very, very ominous indeed. Well, they'll be debating the Ukraine aid, and maybe that's a good thing because then they can, it's a standalone, and it'll be a much, much bigger deal. Well, Jack in Riverside, thanks for calling in. We're heading to the break, but thanks again, and call back anytime.
For the Ukraine, wait a minute.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jack. We appreciate your call. And, folks, 1-877-969-8600. And we'll be right back after this. Kind of warm with you.
Third Watch.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Burn, baby, burn, and we are doing just that, folks, here across the overnight hours, and we are the place, by the way, for news and politics, discussion, talk, all throughout the overnight hours in America. The call-in line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. I'm Kyle Warren, and glad to be with you here as we go through these overnight hours. All right, we've got, of course, Steve Scalise, who is now, we understand, trying to lobby behind the scenes, and maybe not so much behind the scenes, to perhaps garner the next speakership. We'll talk about that here in just a moment. As soon as I tell you that this portion of our program is being brought to you by MyPillow. That's, of course, Mike Lindell. And they've got all the great MyPillow products, from the MyPillow 2.0 to the Giza sheets, the slippers, and, of course, those towel sets. They are really phenomenal, just to name a few. So MyPillow has so much to offer, and I think they've got some really big discounts going on right now. So you want to check them out over at MyPillow. It's MyPillow.com. And when you look at all the different products and you make your selections, perhaps you're looking maybe to buy some Christmas presents, some holiday festivities and so forth. You want to start squirreling away some Christmas gifts. Well, MyPillow.com is a great place to start. Simply head over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. That's real simple, promo code CAPTAIN, and that's all you need, and you'll get those deep discounts. Now, if you'd rather speak to a real person, you are in luck, because they have real people there, and that's all simply by dialing 1-800-641-5459, 1-800-641-5459, and again, be sure to use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the deep discounts and to save a bundle. So Steve Scalise, but before we get to that, the idea of World War III, that was brought up, and it does seem like if you just go back, say, to the mid-80s, And, you know, typically they might be described, I've heard different eras always be described as the height of the Cold War. So, you know, it's 1962. It's the height of the Cold War. 1985 is the height of the Cold War. But in different ways, that might be true, right? But during the Reagan era, of course, there was a continued thought that the United States and the Soviet Union could be on a real collision course at that time. Reagan brought up the SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, which more commonly became known as Star Wars, and so forth. And Reagan had a mission, right? He wanted to make it such that the Soviet Union couldn't win, quote unquote, and I'm using that word in quotes. Couldn't win a nuclear war, so don't try. This is all part of the peace through strength type of a thing. And the Soviet Union, of course, eventually collapsed. And I saw an interview not all that long after that, in the early 90s, where they were talking with Gorbachev. And they asked Gorbachev, basically just sort of nutshelling it here, what was the point of time when you knew that this was all going to collapse, it was not going to work, and Reagan, and by extension the West, had essentially won, the Soviet Union was heading downward. And he said Reykjavik. He didn't even skip a beat. He says Reykjavik. Because Reagan, President Reagan, would not give up on the Star Wars program or the Strategic Defense Initiative, and that meant that Russia, Soviets, right, at that time, had to continue to pump all those rubles, and they didn't have the rubles, and it was a ruble problem that they had. So they went down, right? But now it's even more volatile to some degree. You know, I think you can make that argument that it's a lot more volatile right now because Putin it subscribes in some ways to the old Soviet style of thinking and so forth, but it's much more it's much more destabilized, I think is a good word to use at this time. So it depends on how things go in proxy wars like the Ukraine. Right? Because if we get directly involved in it, and I think that's where the key is. The key of the, quote, World War III part of this is that if you get Americans fighting Russians, you got a huge problem. Okay? And that's why you've always tried to avoid that at all costs. So if that starts to happen, then I think we start getting really, really concerned about it. The other concern that we have that's probably not as much as if that were happening, that is if Putin really is starting to lose, he doesn't want to negotiate, he doesn't want to turn tail, he doesn't want to admit that he's beaten, and you could see something like that happen in terms of something in theater with a tactical nuke or something like that. But if that were to happen, then all bets are off, and we don't know what happens after that. But you have to be strong, and that's why I've told the Reagan story, because if your opponent thinks it's unthinkable that they can't win it, even if they start it, even if they're crazy enough to do it, this kind of thing, that they're not going to. They're going to think twice. And that's the long and short of deterrence. And I'm not talking about just mutually assured destruction. That's another discussion, McNamara, that emerged back in the 60s. But I'm not talking about that per se, but it's just the calculation, any opponent would have to make. And is it worth it? Because it's kind of like with North Korea. North Korea launches a nuclear weapon at South Korea, and it's over for North Korea. I mean, it's just that what will happen. That's their calculus. Anyway, that's, perhaps a discussion for another time, but welcome again to the program, especially if you're just joining us. 1-877-969-8600. That's our telephone number if you'd like to call in and talk with me, Kyle Warren. But this from Fox News. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Republican out of Louisiana, of course, is seeking to replace former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who was removed in a narrow vote earlier on Tuesday. Sources familiar with the situation told Fox that Scalise has been making calls behind the scenes to shore up support ahead of a possible vote Wednesday to select the next speaker. Now, that's not today Wednesday. That's, I think, next week Wednesday, because the House was adjourned basically for a week. So Representative Matt Gaetz, who introduced the motion to vacate against McCarthy that ultimately led to his removal, told reporters Tuesday afternoon that Scalise would, quote, be a phenomenal speaker, unquote. So, and of course, Steve Scalise, I think, has a lot of bona fides. He's definitely a hero. hero to begin with. You may recall that he was shot at the congressional baseball game. He's also fighting, I believe, I hope I'm not misstating this, but I know that he's been sick, and I believe it was a blood cancer, I believe. But, of course, we are pulling for him, and our best wishes and thoughts and prayers for him, obviously, for anybody in that kind of situation. But he's proven himself to be a strong guy, and he seems to be very resolute, and I know that if anybody could beat that kind of thing, I think he could. McCarthy was, of course, he's temporarily replaced by Representative Patrick McHenry, Republican out of North Carolina. So we'll see if Scalise is able to make something out of this. And yes, I see here, yes, it is, in fact, diagnosed with blood cancer. So, my goodness, I don't even know where to be able to begin with something like that. But we do wish him well. Jim Jordan, again, is also somebody who could be a part of this short list here from Ohio. He's on the House Judiciary Committee right now and the Subcommittee on Weaponization of the Federal Government, and is also a member of the House Oversight Committee and Accountability Committee. Now, that weaponization on federal government would also be very, very important, and I'm wondering how Democrats, obviously, would feel about that per se, only because there's a lot to be said for the way that the Democrat Party elite approach government. That's important in the sense that they may think that, well, government is really there to do all these things that the Biden administration wanted to do, like tell big tech to, you know, censor things and so forth. And even the Supreme Court had to say, well, no, you can't do that. You can't interfere in that regard, you know. But they kind of think that that's doing good. But yet, in our society, in our country, in our republic, right, there are certain things that you also have to be discernible about, right? You have to discern things. And it's up to us, the citizens, right, to have to be able to know about things and understand and make good decisions and be able to eschew things that are bad or don't make sense, or go against the founding principles of the country. And we have this funny way of wanting to do it ourselves from all walks of life and all different backgrounds and all different, you know, persuasions and so forth. The American people have this funny way of wanting to make up their own minds, right, about what they think about something. And if they think something different than somebody else, well, you know, they shouldn't be demonized for that, just to have a different political idea about something, or to be able to say, I'm not sure if I believe that. You know, I want to get more information on this or that or something of that nature. Oh, no, you can't even ask a question. See, there's a fundamental difference there. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600, and we will be right back. Stay right back.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a 3-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached by tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. The man who orchestrated the ousting of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker is already listing a possible successor.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said he thought Steve Scalise of Louisiana would make a great speaker. Gaetz cautioned that he believes picking a new speaker is a while away. And just a reminder, the National Emergency Alert Test is set for tomorrow, Wednesday. This is according to FEMA. Every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Robert Palmer. I love it.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we continue to race across your radio dial here in the overnight hours. And we are the place. Well, we are the nexus, I think, of politics and news in the overnight hours across America. And we're glad that you're with us. Once again, Kyle Warren with you. The call-in telephone number is 1-877-969-8600. 1-877-969-8600. We do have a caller waiting on the line. And but before we get to our caller, who is Aaron in Denver, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS, we're going to tell you real quick here about Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, of course, they're in St. Petersburg. They've got caring hands, helping sore feet, and their wound care, everybody, is absolutely world-class, absolutely world-class. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatments to correct a host of foot conditions. Now, their board-certified podiatrists have broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. Now, their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to and understanding your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, their patients are their first and their highest priority. And at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality of foot and ankle care available. That's Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Check out their website, folks. It's all one word, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. That's advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. All right, well, holding patiently on the telephone line is our good friend Aaron, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning there, Professor Potts. Professor Potts, if you were in the House of Representatives and they named you to be Speaker of the House, would you take the job?
Well, first of all, I'm having too much fun with this job. Number one. Second of all, no, you raise a great question, because who do you think would take that job or want to either A, be under that scrutiny, or have a lot of that blowback that's coming their way for sure?
So would you take the job, Professor Potts? If they nominated you to be speaker there, would you take that job?
Yeah, I'd have to say I would politely decline, but only because it would be a mess. It's a lot to deal with. I don't know, the term herding cats comes to mind, but.
But the thing is, though, I mean, Professor Potix, you can be Speaker of the House or you can dig ditches. Now, which job would you take?
Or dig ditches.
Which job would you take, Professor Potter?
Well, I mean, I know that don't they have the congressional dining room or something? So that would be a big plus, I think. So probably speaker. Yeah.
I mean, from hearing about the job, I'm thinking to myself, you know, I mean, and of course, old bag of bones, riding dark side dumb donkey Pelosi. She seemed to enjoy the gig, and plus the perks. I mean, there's perks that come with being Speaker of the House, and that old bag of bones, he seemed to enjoy the job, Professor Potix.
I think so. But you heard right. Did you hear about Nancy Pelosi? She got her eviction papers from Patrick McHenry, the Speaker pro tem. He said you have to vacate your hideaway office by Wednesday.
Oh, good. Kick the old bag of bones out of there. And the thing is, I have a question for you there, Professor Potix. Your recalled governor signed this fast food bill into law. What do you think about this this fast food bill that your recalled governor just signed, Professor Potix?
Well, that's a great question, Aaron. I think, and you're talking about the $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers. That's right. Yes. I think it takes effect, I think, in November. I think it's going to create the situation where you're going to have a lot more kiosks and a lot more robots moving forward, and less people getting jobs, entry-level jobs, as they were at fast food places. And because the fast food franchisees, the owners, are going to say, we got to save money. We just can't afford this kind of thing.
Well, I would think the franchise owners would just say, "Man, we're gonna close and get the hell out of Dodge, California." But anyway, Professor Potix, adios.
All right, thank you, Aaron, in Denver. Again, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS, and we love to hear from him. I tell you, folks, I was out with my family. This was a while back, and we were hungry, so we stopped off and we actually went into a McDonald's, and I hadn't been in a McDonald's for a long time, and they were all just kiosks. And there was a few people there, but there you order at a kiosk and all that. But that's because that's the way this industry is going. And it's not because they don't want workers. I think it's that they have to, their margins get very slim and so forth, and they have to innovate. But the $20 an hour minimum wage mandate, I think, is going to hurt workers more than it helps workers. And by the way, I'm so glad that Aaron brought all this up, because one of the things one of the angles you could look at this from is this notion that, well, we're going to have this minimum wage, and I'm not necessarily completely opposed to the idea overall, but here's the thing. If when you hear the term minimum wage, you think, oh, well, it's compassionate, it's good, it's helpful. They want to help you have a living wage where you can, you know, raise your family and do all this stuff on that minimum wage. But what they really kind of mean, and what I hear, is the idea that, well, this is going to be your subsistence level. right? Here's your subsistence level of stuff. This is what we're willing to give you. You're not really going to go too much higher than this. So kind of get used to it. And then later on, when things kind of look a little more bleak and the economy's not doing so well, we'll come out and we'll kind of raise it a little bit and then say, hey, we're fighting for you, because that's what we hear from Democrat Party elite all the time. We're fighting for you. And, come back every 2 and 4 years and tell you that in hopes to get your vote and get back in power. But minimum wage can also be seen in many ways as subsistence level, because, and obviously you could go up from there, but the idea is that, you know, that shouldn't simply be like the level that you could ever be at, because in America we have the American dream. You might get a job at a fast food place, and unless you're the owner or the manager or something like that, that maybe that job wasn't meant to be your job for a career, especially if you're a young kid, you're coming out of high school, you're in college and you're doing something where you're going to want to try to progressively move up and get better jobs, get a more training or education or whatever the case may be, so that you can kind of achieve your goals. And that's what America's really all about. And so at any rate, I'm glad that Aaron called, because number one, of course, on the speakership. Yeah, I got to tell you, folks, I'm having too much fun with this job. So I don't know. I'd have to deal with Matt Gaetz. I'd have to deal with Nancy Pelosi. I'd have to deal with so many of these. I don't know. You'd have to call the Jamal Bowman into your office and say, you pulled the fire alarm. why did you do that? I'm sorry, there has to be some kind of we're at least going to write a letter home or something. I don't know what we're going to do. But at any rate, all kidding aside, it is a hard job, and that's why I think you don't have a lot of people sort of clamoring for it at this point. So whomever takes it, I think, has to have a real fire in the belly to do it. I think Scalise might be that person, at least at first glance, about this. Jim Jordan, I think, would make a fine speaker, because I think he is a thoughtful person in that regard as well. So I think that they would try to work for the best interests. But one of the things we got to do that has to be done is you got to have unity. What happened on Tuesday? And there's people on either side of that issue, of whether or not it should have been done or should not have been done. But no matter what, it will still be framed and quite well framed, in the sense that it will be effectively framed. That's what I'm looking for. It will be effectively framed that the Republicans are fractured. They can't get along. Do you want this kind of chaos to continue into the next administration? And this kind of stuff. So the Republicans, the GOP, have to find a way to kind of unify, fix those cracks, and move forward with the one or two big issues, basically, just for lack of a better term, so that there's a focus. And if there's a focus, then all the stuff the Biden administration's up to, the border and Ukraine funding, where it's going, and all this stuff, all that stuff rolled into one, China, and the economy, inflation, all that going together, you'll be able to, I think, be much more effective in the 24 campaign. Folks, Kyle Warren with you, 1-877-969-8600. That's the number. Give me a call. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Casey and the Sunshine Band bringing us back here into the fourth segment of our number two. And in just a few minutes, we'll be talking with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, of course, we're going to be talking about what's happening with the Congress, with the House of Representatives, and much, much more. But now it's time for the second Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Time for our truckers, our drivers, our travelers out there to rock along with this. Now, Joe, our producer, put this into rotation the other night. I loved it so much that I thought we'd start with this song in this segment. And that's, of course, Eurythmics, Would I Lie to You? God, I love this song. Here we go. We'll be right back. And Eurythmics there. Would I lie to you? I gotta tell you, there's just everything about this track is wonderful. I just really can't get over it. And it's always been just a great song of theirs. And Eurythmics, of course, sort of went across the spectrum of artistic things. And Annie Lennox, in and of herself, in her post-Eurythmics years, also just, again, just an amazing artist. And they always sort of reinvent things. They reinvent themselves. And Annie Lennox is one of those artists who can do that and do that very well. There's another great song by her called Little Bird that you may want to check out at some point. But there you go. It's Would I Lie to You, Eurythmics. All right, so the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we continue to see some freeze warnings. This is going to be in Utah, coming up Interstate 15, just north of St. George up towards Beaver. Then it's going to stick a little bit east of Nephi over towards Ephraim as you head up Interstate 15. Freeze watch down near Durango, Colorado. Freeze warning and freeze watch near Alamosa, Colorado, stretching down towards Taos in New Mexico. Albuquerque's got a freeze watch if you're heading east out of Albuquerque on I-40, which is historic Route 66. You definitely have a freeze watch going on there. Aerial flood watch, this is going to be just a little north of Tyler, Texas. I've been to Tyler, Texas. It's going to be up towards Texarkana as well. We've got an aerial flood watch going on there. Quick check of our precipitation. Doesn't look like it's raining there right now, at least not on the radar, but you definitely want to be aware of that because it could. Well, we got some rain around Nacogdoches. And, yes, I got to say, I've been in Nacogdoches as well. Love to say that. Nacogdoches is very cool. But at any rate, we continue to see this band of weather that's been going through the Midwest. We were telling you about last hour. It's still around Kansas City. It's going to arc down southeast through Kansas, down now south of Wichita. But you definitely got some moderate and heavy rain and lightning strikes there as you make your way down I-35. So truckers and travelers, be aware of that. Now, north of Kansas City, it's going to head on up through northern Missouri, up into central Iowa, around Des Moines. And then for our friends up in Minnesota, looks like, again, we've got almost the top part of Minnesota, state of Minnesota, covered in rain and precipitation. It's going to be now northwest of Grand Rapids. Let's see here. That's not Grand Rapids, Michigan. That's Grand Rapids, Minnesota, by the way. And then, of course, it's going to head over the border in the North Dakota over near Grand Forks, where we're seeing a lot of moderate and heavy rain as well. That rain all continues up to the border with Canada and wants to stretch a little over to the east near Duluth. And then you've got some various and sundry rain out there on the lake. So be careful out there and drive safe. And again, we do the Trucker Highway and Byway Report because we want to let all of our truckers and travelers know where some bad areas could be in terms of weather. And as we move into the winter months here, fall and winter months, we're going to have a lot to tell you about, that's for sure. Then we start covering the mountain passes and so forth, so really trying to give you an idea of what we're seeing out there. And of course, the Trucker Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. It's Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, where you can earn 5 points per gallon during the month of October when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. And by the way, you can unlock the biggest rewards after just 8 fills. Try that with the other guys. And when you join the My Rewards Plus app anyway, you're going to start saving money, earning points again, and saving time. And you can check out their great amenities as well. So that's Pilot Flying J Travel Centers, and you can find out more about them at PilotFlyingJ.com. That's PilotFlyingJ.com. All right, folks, without further ado, it's time to welcome our guest, Denise Simon from the FoundersCode.com, and that's FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning, Denise. You have an idea of what I'm going to ask you about, don't you? What could it be? What could it be? All right. Well, what do you think?
Let me say it this way. This is kind of typical of the way the process is so broken and doesn't work. Because we have now removed the speaker, who was there for, what, 8 months?
Right.
And Matt Gaetz went through all of this without even having a plan on who's going to replace him. Now, don't you think that if you're going to go through all of this, which was the first time in history, by the way, that a speaker has been vacated, that we would have had some kind of a plan in place that says, okay, the next speaker is going to be, you know, Bernard Lipschitz? I mean,
Right, right. Right, but yeah, no, evidently they got some, like, they had the Speaker Pro Tem, and evidently this originated after 9/11 for continuity of correct. Government, where they have correct. This sort of, I don't want to say secret list, but because that sounds bad, you're right, there's no one to pass the baton to at this point, easily.
Correct. Now, you know, Here you have Matt Gaetz that was whining and yelling and stomping his feet with his hands on his hips, saying that, you know, that McCarthy, you know, was making side deals with the Democrats and blah, 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 blah. So he accused McCarthy of using the Democrats. But yesterday, Gaetz had to speak from the Democrat podium. That's why Ilhan Omar was sitting right behind him, because he was on the Democrat side doing all of this pontification and grandstanding. Okay? And he used Democrats to oust the speaker. Now, here's a fascinating thing. McCarthy tried real hard to do all the things that McCarthy was trying to do. But you know that you've got a Senate problem. And part of that problem is Mitch McConnell, admittedly so. But he wanted to fix the process in appropriations. Mm-hmm. And there are 12 appropriations bills. 4 have been brought to the floor in the House and 3 got passed.
Right, right. And so now they've still got to go through those before, and they've got to get it done in 45 days and get a speaker. It's a lot. So, Denise, we're coming up on the break, so hold on real quick. When we come back, everybody, after your top-of-the-hour news, we'll have more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. I'm Kyle Warren. Stay with us.
Let's celebrate.
Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.